Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve gods, nor worship the golden image which I've set up? Now, if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image that I've made, well. But if you worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that will deliver you out of my hands? Meshach, and Abednego answered and said unto the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If so be our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 17 times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. You may be seated. I would tonight that the good Lord would open a road to the inside of your heart, that I could get where you are tonight and preach the gospel to you. To help you in these days and the days that we're facing. I think that we have not seen anything yet like what shall be on the children of God. And I have seen more now in the last 5 years of people fading away from the things of God than I have all the rest of my ministry. And we'll have to make up our minds what we're going to do the rest of the journey. And I know that there are some things now that are going to burn. I know that for sure. If the words of this Bible teach us anything, there's some things in this world's going to burn. Some people are going to burn. I believe that the popes will all burn. And all the Catholic priests will burn. Mother Teresa will burn. A whole lot of Baptist preachers will burn. And I know that your bank account will burn, and your bank will burn, and your church will burn. Your clothes will burn, and some folks in your family will burn. But I want to preach tonight, if God will help me for a little while, on some things that will not burn. And that's real to me. And if I could get in tonight where you live and with the power of the Holy Ghost preach to your heart that you need some things that will not burn. And that you learn to cast away the things that are temporary. That you set your thoughts and affections on things that cannot be destroyed. Our world today is fascinated by things that'll burn. They think more of things that'll burn than things that will not burn. They think more of things that are temporary than they do things that are eternal. But there are some things, bless his name, that are eternal. And that you have to live a while and go through some troubles. Maybe for some folk, visit some hospital beds and walk behind caskets from the funeral home to the graveyard before it begins to dawn on us that we need to strive for eternal things. But our world's wrapped up in today, and we forget about tomorrow. Now, these men here that I read about in your hearing came out of the land of Judah with some things already established in their heart. they didn't just decide after they got in the land of captivity that there's some things they're not going to do and some things they will do. And it looks like to me they had some teaching at home. It looked like some mamas and daddies had given them some valuable things for living and for things eternal. Wouldn't it be a blessing today if mamas and daddies had tightened up about what they taught their children? If I had control tonight, and I guess I'm a little strict on this, and I don't know just how tough I'll get tonight, but if I was in control in America, the first thing I'd do is shut down all the TV stations. And every bit of that's temporary. Every bit of it's run out of Hollywood and hell. And you know it is. And yet it's a drug of choice in our day that we pump into the lives and hearts and minds of our children. Now, I'm talking about some things that won't burn. I'm going to tell you, in my house, I suppose if we'd have had the money, we might have had a TV, I don't know, but we didn't have one, and I'm glad. Once in a while, we got money enough to buy a radio battery, and we'd have radio to listen to the Grand Ole Opry on Saturday night. But I'm thankful we didn't have all of that. I'm thankful for a mom and a daddy that read the Bible, that talked to us about God Almighty, and showed us what manners was, and how we needed to act in public, and what was wrong to wear in public. Thank God for some things that will not burn. Now, I don't know how y'all going to get with me or not tonight, so I'm just going to get with you. And if God will help me come down to where we live. We think if we belong to Independent Baptist Church and carry King James Bible, we got it made. But I'm going to tell you, even them Bibles you got to burn up, what's in them won't burn. I'm going to tell you tonight that if you've never been saved, if you've never been saved, everything but your soul is temporary and will burn. Your soul will never be destroyed. Even if you're lost, it'll not burn. You'll just die and die and continue to die throughout eternity. But there's some things you need to get a hold of if you're lost tonight, and that is you need to know Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. And you can't do that laying around playing games with this world. You'll have to find you an old-time church with an old-time preacher that's not afraid of you nor none of your kinfolk, nor the politicians downtown that's scared to death of God Almighty, not afraid of the choir director and nor their wives, but afraid of God, and will tell you what's the truth about things that are eternal that cannot be burned. Now, these boys here means business. It'll show up in you. You can talk a big talk, but when testing time comes, it's something else. I've heard a lot of men of God talk about how tough they're going to stand and come behind this pulpit and talk about how great it was to be a soldier of the cross. And a few years later, they're in the ditch, and they gave up and followed their wife off into some cult. Now, I'm going to tell you, if you're going to stand, there's going to be some fire that's going to try you whether you are or not. Just as sure as you're living, there's things going to try you. And I'm going to tell you tonight, you better fortify yourself. All these pastors that are here tonight, we've seen folks come and go. We've seen big talk and little walk. We've heard people talk about what they're going to do, but very few of them are doing it. And great God tonight, all that stuff's going to burn. I'm going to tell you, we need to get a hold of some stuff that will not perish in this world, nor in the world to come. I remember my mama talking to me about doing right. My mama had rheumatoid arthritis bad, as bad as I've ever seen. The doctor told me, he said, your mama and one more lady has suffered more than anybody that I've ever seen. But she'd take him crooked hands, all twisted, and talk to me about God and point to me and say, son, you need to do this and you need to do that. And it's still living on the inside of me. And it will not burn.
When I'd do wrong, my mama'd cut her a switch and whip me and whip me and whip me and make me do what needed to be done. And you say, preacher, that's cruel. Somebody said a while back, I described my daddy's whippings. I think he whipped me 3 times, and that's all he needed to. I mean, are you hearing me tonight? I'm talking about some things that will not burn. I'm seeing things out now in public, little old children doing that it would embarrass the devil. And our parents are looking at temporary things. I went to a stop at a yard sale, and two tractor wagon loads of plastic toys for children. And I'm going to tell you, we want to give them everything they want in this world and carry toys home to them and classify them and set them in front of a TV and spoil them. And great God, they'll die and go to hell while we're promoting temporary things and God's looking for eternal things. You say, preacher, why are you preaching this? Because God told me today over yonder in the motel room, this is what I need to preach. And I'm going to do the best job I can at it. And you may not shout tonight, but I'm going to tell you what, I can go home and rest if I do what God said to me. We think we've got everything just about made now. We got, everybody wants 2 or 3 cars we was talking about today. We got 2 or 3 or 4 vehicles. Wanting a better house, wanting a better house, and wanting a better car. And wanting the house we got to be better and look better. And think very little about raising our young'uns and living for God Almighty.
That's right.
You know them old timers, and I'm not wishing for former days. I'm glad I wasn't born 100 years ago and worshiped God 50 years ago in the weeds and bushes. I'm glad I'm where I'm at tonight. I'm glad I was born for this day and for this age. Thank God. And I'm going to tell you, them old timers had some things that is precious to them that they would not let go. And that's exactly what we need tonight. I can remember having prayer meeting. And like I said last night, old time cottage prayer meetings. I can remember praying in the woods and out in the fields, and the people are shouting, them old granny women. I've seen them shout until they shouted their hair down. And absolutely, are you hearing me tonight? I want to tell you, we need to contend for things that are eternal. I had an old 93-year-old woman sat right here one night in Rockmart, Georgia. The preacher said, anybody want to say anything? She raised up and said, I'm doing, I'm angry. I'm telling you tonight, I don't feel good about. And she said, I'm about half mad. She said, my time to talk to God is between 7 and 9 at night. And you know it, and some of you's been a-calling me, and I want you to quit it. Now, I'm going to tell you tonight, there's some things that are eternal. And there's some things that's temporary. If I could get a hold of your heart tonight, and get you seasoned in to the things that are eternal. If I could get you to throw away all the temporary things that are a harm to you rather than a help to you, it'll unload you from a whole lot of your troubles. Amen. Now, I want you to look at these 3 men here in a foreign country. And that's where I am tonight. Ever since God saved me, this is not my home. I'm just a passing through. What I got that morning down yonder on the hillside set up my citizenship in heaven. I'm going to tell you, I don't talk the language that these people talk. I'm not satisfied in this land. There is a land, thank God, where I'm headed one day, where I'll be at home. And what I get in this world is no good to me. But what I lay up for yonder's world shall be eternal. Bless His name. Woo! I'm glad today that this world's a meaningless to me. I realize tonight that there's a whole lot of suns and moons back yonder. I don't have as many ahead of me, but I'm more determined now than ever before. I just strive for eternal things that'll bless the name of God. My children, grandchildren, thank God that remember me, that old grandpa stood for what is right. Amen. Hallelujah. I know an old woman that she'd been in a coma for a few days, in and out of a coma, and she called for the preacher. And they all gathered around and said, Mama's going to die. And she wants to talk to the preacher. And they knowed she had been out and in a coma. The preacher came and she motioned him down, motioned him down. He got down and said, what do you want? She motioned him on down. And she said in his ear, there is a land that's higher than day. I want to tell you tonight, if I could get into where you live, if I could just help you to throw away some things tonight, that's temporary, at least for eternal things. I'll tell you, my mom would say, Hanley, honey, you mustn't do that. That's ugly. That's what she'd tell me. And she'd say, some things you don't say, and if you say them, I'll whip you. Ain't that right? And did you know what we'll do to our kind when they say them? We'll laugh at them and tell somebody else, say, you know what he said? God help our purified hearts to put things in people's minds and soul that'll last them forever. I've got some pictures back yonder of them old timers on their knees that I wouldn't take. I'm talking about in my mind that I wouldn't take $1 million for tonight. Now these boys have determination. And if you don't have it, you'll go down the drain. You're living when there's a pull against God's people like there's never been before. And if you don't have determination, you'll fall before the end comes. Are you hearing me? There's going to have to be an absolute determination in your heart to live for God and do what He wants you to. Now, the Lord wants you to give up some things. I don't care what they are. It ain't none of my business. I'm heading downhill now towards the end. I plan to preach and evangelize till I'm 93 at least, and I'm going to have to quit one of them when I get 93. But I'm seeing things now I've never seen before and seeing them in a different light. And God's had me in school all these years to try to teach me. Sometimes I'd contrarian, wouldn't learn anything, wouldn't study. And sit alone at night like I do now and listen to the voice of God to tell me and teach me. What are the good things and what are the bad things? I'm going to tell you, we're all school children.
That's right.
Every one of us school children. And from the time you got saved until the time that they put your body in the ground, you're in school if you listen to God Almighty. You have not arrived and I have not arrived. I want you to look up here at me. God, you'll never graduate. But I'm going to tell you, you can learn something. You ought to pray for wisdom and knowledge. And then let God deal with it in your heart and use it. And you have sense enough to use it after God gives it to you. These boys are in serious trouble. Here's a golden image, 90 feet I think high. And the golden image, it says. And the king said, I want you to bow to it. If you ever hear anything any more ignorant than to bow to a statue, to a, something don't even look like a man or an animal, just a statue. But I'm going to tell you, the world, the devil don't care what you bow to as long as you don't bow to God Almighty. And some of you are bowing to money and success and education. And I won't tell you again, oh, that's going to burn. If you've got a PhD, that's wonderful. I'm glad you have. But if you think more of it and you do God Almighty, you ought to quit when you're in the first grade and have somebody else to sign your checks for you. Thank God you ought to have what God wants you to have that is eternal. Bless His name. I remember the day now when the Lord saved me. Down yonder alone in this world. Y'all don't ever know about all that. But most of my younger life I lived by myself and stayed by myself. Walked them hills and plowed with a team. Go home and cook my own supper. And just a lad. After I got saved and God called me to preach, I got to telling stories on me over town. They said, Everett Milby's boy Hanley over there has gone wild. He's running the hills at night, they had said, and hollering and screaming, jumping them gullies. And the only thing about that was it's absolute truth. I done found something that's more precious than gold. While I was in town watching the movies, I was back there jumping gullies and all, and praise God. Hallelujah! Yeah. I'm going to tell you, in them times alone, folks cannot stand to be alone now. They can't stand not to have noise. They've got to have something on in the house, a radio or a television, or records and tapes to play, and they can't stand to have quiet and be alone. You ought to throw all that junk away if it's bothering you and spend a few days of nothing going on. Amen.
That's right, man.
I was down in Mississippi preaching a meeting, going home the next morning. I had a little old meal after service. And I went in to get a bite, and there's about 7 or 8 young men, young preachers came and said, "Preacher, we want you to talk to us. We're just starting out. We want you to give us instruction." And I said, "Well, I don't know anything, but I can ask y'all a few questions and then tell you something." They gathered around over there at a table by themselves. And I said, "What you got? I mean, what you got in yourself?" And one of them said, "Well, I've been to school. Now, I've got quite a bit of school." And the other one said, "Well, I can sing. I know singing, know music." And the other said, "I'm good with children. I can this. And the other said, I quote them, I forget what all they did say. And they said, "What about it?" And I said, "Well, what you ought to do now is take all of that and throw it off over into hell and get you a Bible and a dictionary and get you some cornbread and some water and go to the woods and live about 7 days and spend by yourself reading that King James Bible and praying." And I guess none of them did it, but it's right anyhow. And I'll tell you what, God can't talk to you and you talking to everybody else and listen to radio and television all at the same time. And tapes are playing in your ears. I'm talking about what you call gospel music. Why don't you turn that off once in a while and get down on your knees and just wait on God?
Help us, Lord.
I know I'm preaching Greek to some of you, but it's my job to tell you anyway. Because I'll answer it to judgment. Oh, for the times that he's come to where I was. And I knew in my heart he's hungry for me to talk to him and him talk to me. And whisper things in my soul. And I'm going to tell you, it's more precious to me tonight than it ever has been.
Yes, yes.
Now there's going to come a burning time when you see all this stuff fall away from you. And what are you going to have? If the Lord tonight took everything that is temporal away from you, what would you have? Have you had a life of prayer? Have the people heard you testify in the Holy Ghost? Have your children and grandchildren heard you pray? What have you got to stand the test of the fire? I'm going to tell you, if you've been saved, we don't appreciate being saved like we ought to appreciate it. If you ever get a hold of what you got from Jesus Christ, they'll not be able to hold you down at the church. If you ever get a hold of what God done for you, and that what you've got is eternal, and what you're going to walk into some bright, cloudless morning yonder in glory, they'll have to hold you every Sunday to keep you from running. Amen. I'm glad I got that. It's eternal. There's a whole lot of folk that's got too much. A whole lot of y'all, I guess, you got too much. You don't see no need of God in your life. You got him like a spare tire. He's in the back in the trunk, and you haven't checked it to see if it's pumped up. You just expect him to be ready when you want him to come to your rescue. God help your purified heart. But I'm going to tell you, there's a comradeship. Young people, that you can have with God. And when you find that little old path into the heart of God, when you find the road that's hidden to this world, there's a path that men don't know. There's a path this world don't know anything about. And it'll lead you into the presence of God, and you'll know some things that common men don't know. Are you hearing me? And you imagine having close fellowship. I'm not talking about relationship. I'm talking about fellowship with God Almighty. Getting to the place, he'll carry you to the place where folks are cussing you, will make you laugh and say, "Thank you, Lord."
Amen.
and other things people laugh about will make you cry. These boys going to test now. They know what it is. They know what's going to happen. The king calls them. Doesn't shake them. I'm going to tell you tonight, that sign outside my church will never say everybody welcome. It might say you're welcome if you mean business. I've just done more praying for God to keep some people away than I have for Him to send in some. Are you hearing me? If they want God, I don't care what kind of sinner they are, dirty and dark, whether they're black or green or polka dot, doesn't make a bit of difference in me. If they'll listen to the Word of God and be teachable, I say amen. But a bunch of rebels that won't do nothing but cause trouble, God, keep them away. Amen. We don't baptize anybody in my church until we feel like it's all right to baptize them, and then we miss a few. I'm going to tell you, if they're right with God, they won't mind waiting a while till we learn who they are and whether or not they're going to be in business. I'm telling you, it doesn't make any difference if my name is never in the sword of the Lord, nor reported as having the big church and the most conversion. But it does interest me to see sinners get born again, praying around the altar through repentance and faith. Great God, we ought to contend to that. All you preachers here, this old whorehouse, a preacher tonight, I'm going to tell you, they'll have to answer for all this little old easy believism junk. Read them in and talk them in. I didn't get in that way, and you didn't either. It is through repentance and praying and calling on God Almighty till we knew we're saved. You can repeat after me till you ain't got no voice, but it'll not get you saved. You get born again. You get something that's eternal. You're going to have to get an eternal country. You can't get saved in this temporary business, this quick business like going down ordering a hamburger at the fast food joint. Everybody would get saved, go through a period of agony for their own sins. Absolutely. And you'll puke to this world, thank God, before you ever get saved. Amen. King said, you know now, if you don't bow down, we're going to burn you. Them boys said, we're not careful to answer you about this. We don't have to study about it a while, and we don't have to go off and have a conference between ourselves. We're going to still go to church. And we're going to honor God and honor the man of God and live right. Dress right. We're going to stay with what we've been taught that's right. Amen. Now, I'm going to tell you, if you're really interested in eternal things, you don't get mad at the preacher when he don't call on you to sing.
That's right.
Ain't that right? If you're really interested in the eternal things, you'll smile when you know folks are belittling you. I'm going to tell you, it ain't in this world and how important you are, church. It's your relationship with Jesus Christ and your fellowship with Him. Oh, I'm glad I know that. Never been to preach, but I know that. Thank God. It's between you and the Lord, sinner, if you get saved. I wouldn't give a dime for all of the talking to sinners while they're up here. I know sometimes God might give you something to say to them. It's not between that sinner and me. It's between him and God Almighty. You can read to him the whole Bible. But until he does business between God and himself, he'll never get saved. And they said, I'm going to tell you what. If God wants to deliver us, he can. If he don't, he's going to deliver us from you. I want to make a press tonight. Decide what will burn that's in my home. I'm talking about judgment's fire. In my life, the things that I say and do, the Lord will guide me to know what's temporal and should burn while I'm here. Just go ahead and burn. Wave goodbye to them and say no more. And spend my time working for things that will not burn. I wonder about you raising your children. Do you pray with them? And your grandchildren. Do you pray with them? Do you start telling them about the Lord?
That's right.
When they get to hearing age?
That's right.
I read in a magazine some years ago, they had, I don't know how many young children. They started at 3 months old and went till they got 6 months old. That's the 3 months period. And for that 3 months, they spoke nothing to half of them children but Spanish. That's all they ever spoke to them was Spanish for 3 months. The other children, they just went ahead and reared them speaking English. And then when they got in high school now, they started all of them in Spanish class. And those that had that Spanish for 3 months, between 3 months and 6 months, do two or three times better at Spanish. Now, what I'm getting at is, what goes on when they're like this has an effect on them when they're like this. And I'm going to tell you, thank God reading this old King James Bible to them and talking to them about the Lord. And mamas, while you're carrying them around, you ought to be singing to them. And they won't know when you're sitting around the supper table and talking about the preacher. They'll remember that and think if that's right, that's what they need to do. And cuss about the business meeting that it didn't go like it ought to. Don't ever discuss that kind of stuff in front of your children.
Right.
Amen. Talk to them about how good the man of God is and how that preaching's what gets sinners under conviction. Amen. Thank God I know that much. Some things now in your life tonight is going to burn. You know it. What are you going to do about it? Preachers, I don't know who all is. I know some. Some things in your ministry that you're using and doing that's going to burn. It's a little old frivol stuff to get a name and get a crowd. Or is it at least 90% real stuff that's going to lead to eternal values? I'm going to tell you tonight, friend. Now, you listen to me. Every one of you tonight, if I ask you to believe that is the soon coming of the Lord, if that's right, we're the last bunch that's going to pass through here. We're the last bunch. Before our if it looks like to me and you tonight that our little grandkids and some of these kids are never going to come to maturity, we're the last bunch. How are we going to handle it?
Right.
We're the last preachers.
That's right.
There ain't going to be anybody. If it looks like it looks like, I don't know when the Lord's coming. But if it's what it looks like, we're the last preachers.
Right.
Are we going to go with the crowd? Are we going to stand toe-to-toe to the devil and his hell and preach the fire and brimstone to this crooked world and die as martyrs for living for God?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mamas, I tremble at the great responsibility, the awesome responsibility of raising children tonight. That is, I tremble knowing God's charged me to brew my house. You, the priest of the house, to bring your children, your family to God, and God to your family.
That's right.
God's going to hold Daddy accountable of how religious that home is. I'm going to hold the mama account. I'm going to hold the daddy accountable for how the homes are going. I wonder how you're coming along on it, sir. Maybe tomorrow, maybe the next day, maybe next year. I think things are going to get rougher on us than what they are. I've been reading the Bible and not paying too much attention to the modern day evangelists and prophets. But we got some tribulation to go through. You call it what you want to. We're headed for trouble. I wanted to bring this to you tonight because the Lord wanted me to. To stop and considering yourself how you're going to handle it since you're the last bunch coming through. They bound them boys up. Nothing sound about them boys fighting them or resisting them at all. He said, this is whatever the Lord wants. He's going to deliver us from you. Even if we burn, we ain't going to have to mess with you no more. And they threw them into the burning fire furnace. Killed them boys that threw them in. The boys fell down in the fire. And somebody went in with them. The same God that's with me tonight, I'm saved, will take me through every trouble.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you, Mom and Dad, if you can get a hold of values for your house and your home and your life, what's valuable eternally? You can sure live a lot cheaper. The world may ridicule you. But I'm going to tell you, in my experience now, there's been more men, the uneducated, that's lived a more holy life and preached more gospel than all them educated fellas put together. That's exactly right. I'm talking about the real thing now. And I know there's some that's got great education, that's great men of God. I'm not doubting that at all. But I'm going to tell you, if you're not careful, you'll throw away a lot of stuff trying to get smarter than what God would have you to be in the things of this world. Y'all stand. I want to talk to you just a minute longer. And then give an altar call. I wonder if in things tonight you need to say, Lord, there's some things I need to lay down. None of my business what it is. That's temporal. Nothing eternal about it. It's wasted time, wasted money, and not good for my children or my kind or my home. But a hindrance. I don't want to know what it is. None of my business now. You and God knows. I'm going to tell you again, you're one of the last parents that's coming through here. We're in the last bunch, in the last group. And the fire is going to get what's not eternal tonight. If you'd come, sister, you ladies, and play. That's all I want to do. I don't need singing unless the pastor calls for it. And God, a touch in your heart tonight, you need to bound this altar about some things that are in your life that needs to be cast away, that's going to burn in the judgment fires. You need to get rid of it tonight. God, help and have mercy. All I want you to do is be honest. All I want you to do, hear me, everybody, of visitors and members, be honest with God. Pray out of my heart tonight. Thank you, Lord, for folks that's honest. God, thank you for folks that's honest.
Amen. Amen. Shake somebody's hand tonight.